Wow. Exciting time today, isn't it?
Yes.
And I'm glad that you could all be with us today as we're going to celebrate this new year. Thanks for coming. And all of you listening in, maybe you are going to listen to it later because you're busy right now, so you can always listen to it later, too. But the program today is on page 18, and we're going to talk about the special day of the year. And it's what we call Lunar New Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have with us today some people who work here at Studio Classroom. We have two people from Tianyin Gesheng Heavenly Melody. We have Ye Wei Xian. Hi.
Hello, my name is Linda.
Hi, I'm Tammy.
And Tammy also works on all the other magazines. And, of course, we have...
Simon. I'm not part of Heavenly Melody, but
hopefully
I can contribute something here today to this article.
Well, you're not even on the Chinese staff. You're on the foreign staff, right?
That's right. Yes.
So we have both here because this is a very special day all around the world when people celebrate this Lunar New Year. And it's on page 18. Now, the title of the article is called Yummy New Year. That's kind of a funny name. It has to do with food, maybe.
Yummy means...
Delicious. But you know, you would say that to kids. Yummy, yummy. Sounds like something you say to little kids. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is something you would say. And of course, here it's saying Yummy New Year because food is very important at the Lunar New Year.
Very important.
Isn't very
that important?
Yes.
And of course, a lot of you have already had your dinner, your chushi, your dinner before. That was last night, right? And today is the New Year.
The biggest meal.
The biggest
meal. Yeah, New Year fan.
Right. So let's talk about it. Now, why are we talking about this to Chinese people? Don't they know all about it?
Yes, we do. But I think this is for the Chinese people to know how to share with foreign friends how do we celebrate Chinese New Year.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's also interesting because this article was written in the United States, and so it's sort of an international perspective on Chinese New Year, which is a little different than we sometimes get here in Asia.
Right. This Elizabeth Chu King, she actually is from Shanghai, and that's kind of like another country itself because they have a lot of different things. Yeah. Shanghai, Cai, Buyang.
Yes.
Even they speak Chinese a little different, they say.
Yes.
You know? So
China is so big.
China is so big, but it's going to be the same as far as food goes because it's yummy, yummy. Did you eat a lot last night, everybody?
Yes.
You're going to eat more today?
I'm planning to eat for the next week.
The next week.
We'll try not to eat too much.
But we want to know how to talk about this and everything. So there's a symbolism behind some of the popular Chinese New Year dishes. Did you know that, Simon?
Yeah, and actually, I've lived in Asia for quite a while now. I'm not as young as I maybe sound on the radio.
And your wife is Chinese, right?
My wife is, that's right. And so... this symbolism, though, it's interesting that we are talking about it because it is definitely one of the most interesting things about Chinese New Year for me as a Westerner who's here in Asia.
Right, yes. And some of you might want to explain that to some of your friends that haven't lived there here as long as Simon and I have, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the symbolism is why we do certain things. I think we have symbolism in other countries behind things that we do, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is talking about the good part, the yummy, good food. And it's the biggest holiday celebration in China. So let's just first read page 18 as we begin our discussion today.
Yummy New Year. The symbolism behind some popular Chinese New Year dishes. Chinese New Year is the biggest holiday celebration in China. Each year is symbolized by an animal. Chinese New Year traditionally calls for food like golden dumplings, extra long noodles, egg rolls, and whole fish that evokes prosperity, wealth, and long life. It is a festive time that centers around gatherings of families, friends, and food. There's no particular food except that it's just the best you can afford, says Elizabeth Chiu King, cookbook author and president of the Chinese American Educational and Cultural Center of Michigan, CAECC. But certain foods do have symbolic nature.
Thank you, Steve, for reading the article for us, and I hope you read along with him. It's good to practice your English that way to read. But I think the picture here of a happy family reminds us that it's really a good family time, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, we all the members will come and join together. This is the greatest reunion time.
I've often eaten with Linda's family, and then some of their relatives who are not here, they might be in England or someplace. They always call up on the telephone and talk, don't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a time when we all get together. What about you, Tammy? You've got a lot of relatives all over.
Yes. We celebrate the Chinese New Year by, you know, eating together, big meals.
Now your daughter that's in Seattle, does she call the Chinese New Year's Eve usually?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
She want to come,
right.
But, you know, she's busy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a time when they think about getting together. Usually Americans think about it at Christmas or even Thanksgiving they get together. And, you know, it seems like the family should be together. But this is a best important time for all the Chinese families, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. And I think it's maybe some of our listeners have noticed that in the article and in our discussion, we're kind of going back and forth between the terms Lunar New Year and Chinese New Year. And the reason for that is that this Lunar New Year is a big holiday throughout Asia, not only with Chinese people, but in lots of other countries too. They celebrate this Lunar New Year. And so,
well, besides, lunar has to do with the moon, doesn't it?
That's right.
And so that's why the moon calendar is different than the sun one. So that's why it's not the same. So you never say it's a certain date every year.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why some people, they celebrate their birthday according to the Lunar New Year. So we never know when their birthday is.
So when are you really born? It's really hard to tell.
Celebrate twice.
But, you know, food is such an important part of it. And it mentions some of the things here. And did you eat a lot of those different things last night? I think most of you did. Long noodles. Long noodles reminds me of birthdays, too. Why do we think long noodles are important?
Long life.
Long life, that's right. And the golden dumplings, why are they golden dumplings?
You know, gold, you know, symbolizes wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So, the jiaozi.
Yeah,
like
we say xin yuan bao, especially at the, you know, the Lunar New Year, we will say, we won't say that's jiaozi, we will say jin yuan bao.
Yeah.
So, we are eating a lot of the wealth in.
They look like those little gold money things from ancient times, right?
Well, you know what? A long time ago, when I first came out here, they used to put money in some of those jiaozi, and then the kids would get
right.
Yeah, my family still do that.
Yeah, they still do that.
Yeah. Well, now we don't put the money, but we put the peanut in it.
Okay.
Symbolizes money.
Yeah. Yeah, and my father, who ate it, my father will give one hongbao.
Oh.
Like that person. The lucky money.
So you still do that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we don't because, you know, people from northern China do that more.
Well, it's northern China more. From Shandong.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the whole fish. What about the fish? It always seems to me you're always having fish at the end of a Chinese meal, not just Chinese New Year.
Right, because the sound, yo yu, means that you have more than enough. You have sufficient
fish. Right?
Yeah.
So that evokes certain things. Now, this word evokes is a word that you might read. You don't often talk about it. What does it mean to evoke something?
Means it brings something to mind or makes you think about something that you maybe don't think about all the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does it bring up to you? I think when you think about Lunar New Year or Chinese New Year brings up family and friends, and it certainly brings up food, doesn't it?
Yes.
Reunion.
Reunion. Mm. Everybody getting together.
It seems the eating time is a good time. I think all cultures are the same. That, you know, we celebrate like love. We remember that, you know, celebrate love and celebrate togetherness and wish the best for.
So it's a good time for families, friends, and food. and I'm sure that everybody's enjoying that quite a bit. But is there any particular food? Because it says it's the best that you can afford. And I remember when I first came many years ago, we didn't have a lot of expensive food to eat, more simple food, because mm-hmm. people couldn't afford it. And now they eat good food all the time, so I don't know what can be special. Everything's, you know, we eat good food every day now.
Right, mm. right.
Yeah, it's something that's sort of slowly changing here in Taipei anyway. I've noticed when I first came to Taiwan, families tended to cook their own Chinese New Year dinner. And so, you know, before I knew my wife and started celebrating with her family, I would go to other places for Chinese New Year. And each family seems to have, I guess, what you might call signature dishes, you know, like dishes that they've been having for years and years, mm-hmm. kind of passed down. But in recent years, there's been a lot in the news media about families that aren't cooking. They're going to a restaurant or ordering food in. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those things are changing.
Yes. I think so, too. Don't you think so, Linda?
Yes, yes. I don't know. For generation down, maybe, you know, I mean, we feel that the atmosphere at Chinese New Year, when people get together eating at home, it's become less and less. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you go out country, travel, or, you know, they don't think, or that's
in
that
the past,
important
nobody
anymore.
Would ever go, you know, you would never be, even like in Singapore and those countries, people used to have to stay home. Now the young people say, I'm going to go on this trip or something.
Right.
But they didn't do that before. Mm-hmm. They couldn't. Right.
Yeah. We have to stay home.
But not now.
Together, but not now.
Not anymore.
People plan trips.
And people are more urbanized now, too, meaning they live in cities more. And so families sometimes have, you know, in the past, they would have sort of an ancestral home or a place they kind of can go back to. Mm. And a lot of those old farmhouses are kind of gone now, and so people are a little more scattered. It's harder to maybe find an apartment that's big enough to hold everybody in the family,
that's
right?
That's true. Some families take over a whole floor of a restaurant, practically. They all get together.
Yeah.
Right. And another thing is actually that nowadays it seems like people, you know, they just kind of like to go out to the restaurants and eat, don't you think?
It's more convenient. You don't
before
need
the
to
restaurants
wash.
Were closed. Before,
right.
A long time ago, you couldn't go to the restaurants because they were all tummy issues, Sheila.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, though, that this article, as you say, is about this lady who lives in Michigan, and yet she's still keeping those traditions in America.
Mm. That's right. I actually found it really interesting that she says there's no particular food, except it's just the best you can afford. And the reason I found that so interesting was I actually thought there were particular foods that you sort of have to have at dinner.
Well, there are some foods.
The New Year's cake, nian gao.
You have to have that.
Jiaozi for my family.
Yeah, they have to have that.
Right.
But she's saying it doesn't really matter so much which foods, as long as they're the best you can afford. And
well, she's from
true,
Shanghai.
Too.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
true.
Symbolic.
Remember,
so.
She's from Shanghai, too.
Yeah.
<That's> true. They were living over there.
But nonetheless, kind of a different view on things, I guess, with Chinese people in different countries, you know.
Exactly. And every family is not the same.
Every family's not the same, but there are certain traditions they do have. By the way, what year are we in right now?
Monkey!
The year of the monkey. There's a little picture of a monkey up there in the top.
Yeah.
There's all these different years that you all know about, but you should tell the foreigners about them. And they also have the flowers, like the Mei Hua, and they have the firecrackers. It's very, you know, Chinese New Year style, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of symbolism.
Well, in fact, if you want to make some of these recipes, well, there's a recipe that she gave us for sesame noodles for wealth and long life. And some of you foreigners might want to try that. Who knows? Chinese have their own recipes, don't they?
Yes.
They have for things. Okay, well, there's a lot of fun and food in these traditions, and maybe some of them you've never even heard of before. But let's read page 19 first, and then we'll discuss these traditions together.
Fun food traditions. King, 74, explains that eggs represent rebirth and regeneration, and dumplings are shaped like Chinese gold ingots, which once were used as currency. It meant you have plenty of money, says King, who was born in Shanghai. Serving noodles is also appropriate, Noodles represent long life, says King. Since Chinese New Year is also a celebration of the spring to come, serving spring rolls is popular. They are typically filled with fresh vegetables and meant to evoke spring. King will be preparing pork back short ribs for Chinese New Year because, she says, her grandchildren love them. In Chinese cuisine, pork is more popular than beef. Pork is very crucial, and it can be done any way, says King. Making dumplings, called jiaozi, from scratch is a tradition for many families. King says the art of making dumplings is extremely important in the northern provinces of China. In Beijing, they are very versatile in kneading the dough, and they are very good, says King. In the south, we opt for the easy way and use wonton skins to wrap and make them because they do take a lot of effort. Gabrielle Lee, 38, of Michigan, whose family is from Taiwan, makes her own dumplings. Basically, it's a family event and everyone participates in it, she says.
Well, fun food traditions. It's fun and it is traditional. Now, this lady here, Elizabeth King, she says that, and she's 74 years old, so you know what generation she was, the older generation does all these things. She explains about eggs. Did you ever think about eggs representing rebirth and regeneration, you know, Simon?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why they're a symbol at Easter, actually, right? Because it's kind of a similar idea.
Well,
the egg symbolizes rebirth and regeneration.
Rebirth, I guess so.
But the Chinese people, I don't think when we eat, you know, lutan during Chinese New Year, we think this
well,
is
Well, we don't think about it either.
But it's good to think about it, you know, the New
true.
Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the dumplings idea, though, that are shaped like the gold ingots, the old chunks of gold that people used to have, they used that for money before.
Yes. Yeah, we used Jingyuanbao before, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say when I said ancient gold money things earlier in the
ingots, okay.
early in the program. Yeah, I was looking for the word ingots.
There it is. Now, we got,
now we've got it, yeah.
So that's why when you don't just call them jiaozis then, you call them, what do you call them?
Jingyuanbao.
Jingyuanbao, like a
Yuanbao.
Jinzi做的. It meant that she had plenty of money, or at least you wish you did.
Yeah.
Your food, blessings, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the noodles, Linda?
Means not long life.
Yeah, it says it's very appropriate. Mm-hmm. Appropriate means that it's very proper. It's the right time to do that because this is the beginning of a new year, so of course you represent long life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long noodles represent long life, but that's also for birthdays, too.
Yes, shou mian.
That's right. But what about this, about the spring part for Chinese New Year? It's the beginning, you know, of the spring season, too, coming, right?
We sometimes eat spring rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls. So that means that I think they have a lot of vegetables and things, and that brings to mind the idea of spring in there. Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
Yeah, it evokes it. I really like spring rolls, but did not know they were a Chinese New Year food.
It is. It's quite popular.
Not often served, I guess, at my wife's family's dinner. Yeah, I don't think so.
That also depends.
Yeah,
because most of the time I see spring rolls at Chinese dinner.
Yeah, we even do our own, you know, 那个面皮.
Yeah, you make your own.
These are the fried ones we're talking about, right?
Yeah, but they can be
we don't fry it.
Either.
They don't have to be fried. They can be, but they aren't always fried. Yeah.
Something to add this year.
Well, you know, like you talked about making them from scratch, and we talked about that in the next paragraph. That means you don't buy a mix. Like for cake, you can make a cake by just putting a little bit of water or egg in it and make a cake. But from scratch means that you sift the flour and put everything, each ingredient one by one, make it from the very beginning. So do you make yours from scratch?
Yes, we made the dumpling. My father taught me 三碗面粉一碗水. So that you make
three parts flour to one part water.
Three parts flour, one part water.
So you can go home and practice.
Your own dumplings
饺子皮is just the skin. For, and you can actually do them and fry them, or you can have them steamed or something else, right?
Yeah, we boiled it.
You boil them. That's good. Well, you better check that one out, Simon, yeah? But, you know, that her family, this lady that's writing this, telling us about it, they like these very short pork back, short ribs. Kids like those. Mm-hmm. I guess the way you flavor them sometimes, you know, the very well-done pork, it comes right off the rib. The kids like that in her family.
Yes, I think adults like them, too. Yeah.
But, you know, Chinese cuisine means Chinese food. Pork is usually, in the past, has been more popular than beef because they didn't always have as much beef available. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first came here to Taiwan, they had mostly pork, too. They didn't have much beef unless somebody's buffalo died. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of cows and pastures in those days. And beef was very expensive, too.
Yes.
But pork more is expensive. More common, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, that's true.
What about
and
you?
Some farmers' family, they do not eat beef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of pork, right? And chicken.
I eat a lot of chicken, actually. But in growing up, of course, I was from a rural area in North America, and so lots and lots of beef was available.
That's American, see, but Chinese very people
different.
More pork.
But here, pork, I think.
That's true. Yeah. And Chinese pork has always been very good. They've, you know,
different ways.
Very tasty. So pork is very crucial. And what does it mean for something to be crucial, Simon?
It means very important, needed, or necessary. And so basically she's saying pork is one of the things that is needed for this dinner, essential thing.
It can be done. You can have sweet and sour pork, or you can have pork chops or pork ribs. And a lot of Chinese like the stomach and all that, you know. But dumplings, jiaozi, and we don't call them jiaozis, we call them
金元宝.
At Chinese New Year. They're made from scratch in many families. Now, does your mother make those from scratch, Linda, or not?
No, we don't.
Did she use them?
We make jiaozi, we usually buy the
jiaozi pea.
It's
a lot easier. Do you make yours from scratch?
Yeah, we made it from
It's very traditional.
Yeah.
So it's very important in the northern provinces of China, and that's where your relatives then came from.
Right. Yes.
What about Beijing?
It says in Beijing, people are very versatile in kneading dough. And versatile means they're able to do lots of things and change jobs or tasks very quickly. And so I guess the idea here being that they're able to do a lot of different things when they're preparing food all at once. And one of the things they do is they knead the dough, which means they kind of beat the dough and mix it all up. So it's
when you make bread, you knead the dough. It says that in the south of China, then they opt for, that means they choose to do this. The option is, 他们选, so they choose the easy way to use the wonton skin, 馄饨, huh? 馄饨 skin to wrap and make them. Now, that's usually quite thin, too.
Yes.
It's not
smaller.
Smaller, right. But they do take a lot of effort. But Gabriel Lee, 38, of Michigan, whose family is from Taiwan, says she makes all her own dumplings because the family, you know, likes to have a part in it. So that's kind of nice that they know how to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At Chinese New Year's Eve, we all come and make the jiaozi.
Everybody
there.
Well, and didn't you say that we usually have some kind of what they call these oranges, not regular oranges, but the small ones.
Yeah, in English we usually call them mandarin oranges.
Yeah,
they're like a little tangerine. Mm-hmm.
Tangerine.
Yeah, that's right.
So the little one called jinju, eat the skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those tiny ones with the skin. But there's another kind, tangerine, too, that are easy to peel. Japan has a lot of those, too. Yeah.
That means lucky for it.
So that's what the lucky means. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good that we could share some of these things, and you can talk about these with your Chinese friends and say, why do they do this and that? And it's good to be able to explain it a little bit. So I hope this lesson will be helpful. But I also hope that we're all going to have a great new year ahead, because new year always means more hope. And we hope not just so much for wealth, but happiness and well-being. What do you think?
Yes, and not so much what food we eat, but we really have a full life and have peace and love for our families and the society.
Families are very important, mm-hmm. and I think this is why now we emphasize families even more, because a family is still a very important part of everybody's life. Isn't that right, Tammy?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Simon, do you feel part of your Chinese family now, too?
Yeah, sure. For years,
you don't
yeah.
look very Chinese, Simon, but you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not wearing my New Year's clothes right now.
No, that's good.
If you saw me in my New Year's jacket,
then
you might be you might be tricked.
Did you have one of the little Chinese hats?
My little hat, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With the hair cue down the back.
Hey, well, thank you for all being with us. And enjoy the holidays, the food and the families, but also think about the good things about Chinese traditions that people are trying to pass on. Every mm-hmm. culture has certain things that it's good for the whole world, so let's share this with the world. And thank you for sharing your time and being with us today, everybody.
Thank you.
Gong Xi, Gong Xi.
Gong Xi, Gong Xi.